This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Survivors of the Club Q shooting and their advocates say they want faster distribution of aid money raised after the tragedy. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Mark Slaw is a Trinidad resident who had three relatives shot at Club Q last year. He says the nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund has started denying his requests for aid, including expenses for a recent visit to provide at-home recovery care for his sister.
And they need to stop pretending like they know what's best for my family. My family knows what's best for my family.
The Healing Fund has raised over $2 million in donations after the Colorado Springs shooting. At the state capitol this week, survivors called on the fund to speed up allocations. Those who run the fund say they're in the process of releasing more money and that they must also take the need for long-term aid into account. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
I-70 is closed in both directions through Glenwood Canyon. A semi-truck has rolled over and is hanging between the two sides of the interstate in nearly the exact same location as a similar crash last month. State Trooper spokesperson Gary Cutler.
The trailer, when it rolled, the trailer load actually spilled and the trailer broke open. Looked like they were carrying cans of coffee.
CDOT says the interstate will be closed for an extended period of time. Meanwhile, a new daily snowfall record has been set in Colorado Springs. The National Weather Service says the city officially saw 4.23 inches of snow yesterday, breaking a 1942 record. Pueblo also broke its own daily snowfall record set in 1965 with at least 4 inches of snow. This is CPR News.